This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're fighting against bad info here. This is all good information. You can take it to the bank because the president of this bank, the Talk Radio Bank, is Michael Harrison. Also happens to coincidentally be at the helm of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find these lists. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Not to be equated with anything else other than truth, justice, and the American way. How about that? Pretty good, huh? Like that?
I think that's a wild opening. If this were a TV show, I could see you standing in like a windy environment with a cape and a shirt, a costume.
Look up in the sky. Yes, right.
Which one of us is the secret identity? That's what I want to know.
That's for me to know. And
justice. Yeah.
The American way.
Can you hear me? Do I sound like I'm in America in terms of...
No, actually, you sound like you're in Caracas, Venezuela, as a matter of fact, at the moment.
Yeah. But I'm out in the field today, and unfortunately, I'm not able to be in our plush studios.
That's
but,
okay.
We'll make the best of it.
Absolutely. As long as you're not getting wet out in the field, because it's raining where you're in... Well, I don't know where you are, but where I am... And normally we are in the same state.
I'm in Western Massachusetts. I'm actually in a parking lot, which my vision outside this studio car that I'm in is blurred by torrents of rain.
Yes,
so it's kind of cozy when you think about it.
Yeah, as long as there's
sitting here in a
heat in the car. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael's job among his many tasks during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is to begin by enumerating the top 10 stories according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and the People List as well. So if you would, please, sir, let's see, hopefully this will not fog up the windows in your car.
It'll fog up our brains is what it'll do. At number 10, we have the Senate dress code, tied with the revelations of the new Cassidy Hutchinson book. At number 9, the FTC versus Amazon, an interesting monopoly battle going on. At number 8, the ever-present Hunter Biden investigation. At number 7, the Menendez charges. At number 6, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 5, the Biden impeachment inquiry. At number 4, the Trump Organization ruling, and that's tied with all kinds of Donald Trump legal battles. It's amazing how many indictments and claims and attacks he is withstanding at the present time. At number 3, the UAW strike, tied with the Trump and Biden visits to the strikes. And the presidential race and the debate this week were number 2, and the looming government shutdown discussion is at number 1. On the People Survey, we have the aforementioned Cassidy Hutchinson at number 10. Number 9, the dapper John Fetterman. At number 8, GOP presidential candidates, just a slew of them. At number 7, Tanya Chutkin and Eileen Cannon, judges. Bob Menendez at number 6, the judge, duh. Hunter Biden also being judged at number 5, Arthur Engoron at number 4, Donald Trump at 3, Joe Biden at 2, and Kevin McCarthy at number 1. And there you have the people and the stories of the week. What a week.
It's always a week and a half. If we were doing a local countdown in Massachusetts, the state where both of us live, and we were looking for the number 1 local story, it would be this new gun law that's on the minds of a lot of people here. There is a move by the Speaker of the House here to push a gun reform bill through the legislature. He actually tried in the summertime, but this shows you the power. The reason I bring it up is because even in places like Massachusetts, where It's thought that we are more liberal, if you will. I don't fit into that category. I don't know that you do either. But that's really the rap that the state of Massachusetts had along with New York and California. But this bill that was on its way through the House got stopped by the Second Amendment advocates. There is a big fight between them and Moms Demanding Action. That's the name of the group. Moms Demand Action. So they're after the people that are in the legislative process to move on this bill. Otherwise, more people will die from gun violence. And the people on the Second Amendment side say, no, that's nonsense. It's not about the guns. It's the same old argument. And the reason I bring it up, Michael, is because when you look at some of these arguments for any of the things that are in our national stories, it's kind of the same old argument. Every time somebody goes on strike, right? The bad guys in management make too much money. We want some of it. That's the oldest ruse in the book. And Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, any of these people, the same thing back and forth with what basically is a big waste of time. And so when you get down to stuff that's kind of juicy, like Menendez, number 7, and his wife, who apparently is an interesting character for any number of reasons. She came into the marriage being in debt, and now she's in Fat City. Pardon the pun. Right? So,
yeah.
Anyway, doing lap dances for Menendez or whatever it is, draw your own conclusions. So, let's talk a little bit about what you make of at this point in time of the Cassidy Hutchinson book. You pointed that out in the number 10 story this week. What do you make of the revelations? What do you make of her? What do you make of it?
I don't know her. I have no reason to have any preconceived notion of her truthfulness or her opportunism. Obviously, supporters of Trump say it's opportunistic and that she's not a truthful person. And detractors of Trump say, here, he's even more evidence about him. But I think those of us in the media who've been following this now for years and years and years have become a little bit callous to the idea that a new book is out that's telling everything. How many new books that were the ones that were going to bring Trump down have we experienced over the last 7-8 years? I can't think of it. I mean, it's all industry. So to me personally, so what do I make of it? It's another book. It isn't going to amount to much a week or two after it's out.
Do you know what I make of it? I hope you'll take this in the spirit in which it's meant. She's very tall. Have you noticed that?
No, actually, I haven't. I have a very small screen on my television.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's been testifying anyway. So it is. It's a way for her to to be visible and to make some money selling her book, whatever. Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand what you just said.
Being tall? She's tall.
Yeah,
that's all. It was a comment.
Why would I take that in the wrong way? I mean, I don't know.
No, I don't. I didn't mean it that way. I don't want it to sound like it's sexism, but when I look at her in some of the pictures with some of the people that she worked with, like McCarthy, people in the White House. McCarthy's, I think, 6'2 or 6'3. She's taller than he is. And that's there was an observation about...
Is she really taller than 6'2, 6'3?
Yes, she's a tall woman.
That's interesting. So now one could say she tells tall tales.
Ah! Perfect!
There you go.
Thank you.
That's what I get out of it.
Yep. All right, what do you get out of the Federal Trade Commission going up against Amazon? And spending
I think it's fascinating. I think that it's definitely something that Steve Weisman should and perhaps has been talking about on the show or will talk about.
We're
facing a whole bunch of monopoly issues with companies like Amazon, with companies like Google. A case can be made that there is competition and that they don't own the entire industry. Other cases can be made that they have an influence on everything. And I just find it's about time that it's looked at least and discussed. terms of these new companies that have replaced all the companies we grew up with as the big companies in America. It's a whole new set of companies that are running the world, ones that we considered to be outliers just a few years ago. You know, remember when Amazon was this weird little invention, some guy's running out of his basement to sell books? It was a book-selling situation. And now it's changed everything in how we do business.
It's a scourge. I don't buy things at Amazon. Once in a while, I'll buy a book. That's about it. I won't buy other things there because I think, as you just suggested, they're doing in mom-and-pop stores. I guess I'm just older or believe in the American business model of having competition, good competition, one store on one side of the street, the other store on the other side of the street selling whatever, general stores, clothing stores, whatever, good, honest, fair competition. Amazon doesn't do business that way, and that's why the FTC has a case, because they undercut others. They force people, if you want to use Amazon to survive, you got to do it their way. They're all kind. Now, people can say, well, it's a free country, you don't have to go there, and that's true, but there is this unseemly anti-American kind of thing. I remember when, actually, Rush Limbaugh and I had this conversation once when he came to visit Cincinnati. That was about the time, in the late 80s, when Amazon was coming into prominence. And he had bought some stock in Amazon, and he sort of said to me, you should buy some stock in Amazon. And at the time, they were losing like $200 million a year, and I said, why would you invest in that? He was a lot smarter than I was. Because he had the same reputation with Apple. He was one of the early investors putting money into Amazon and Apple and made a lot of money because...
That's tremendous. Tremendous investment.
Yeah.
If only we knew, you know.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Because for every Amazon and every Apple, there's, another company that was trying to do the same thing that went on to Oblivion.
Didn't
so,
work.
You know, it's not like it was clear-cut choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Know.
All right, we continue. You have the presence of Michael Harrison with Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. Those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitran, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitran has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Toploss.com. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with us. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing some of the stories, ancillary items of interest as well that can be tied to stories. Like number two this week, the presidential debate at the Reagan Library out in Simi Valley, California. One of my favorite trips. I love to travel. I've been fortunate in my life to visit every state in our country and 40-some-odd different countries as well. And I will tell you, there are few places, Michael, that have impacted me to the point of goosebumps when I drove into the parking lot at the Reagan Library and looked around at what you can just see, never mind the library itself, but where it's situated so that it's, you can see the Pacific Ocean and you look out on the mountains. The Malibu Mountains. It's just a great, kind of an awesome place to. I find it, when I first went there, I don't know if sobering was the right word, it was contemplative. You can sit down next to, at the time I was there, Mrs. Reagan was still alive, so she wasn't in next to him, but he was there, and you can sit down next to him. You can just sit there a little, it's a kind of a marbly bench. And, you know, you could have a conversation with him. So one would wonder, of course, that begs the imaginative curve of what he would be thinking about Trump or Trump, the Trump world of Trump in the Republican Party and the list of characters that was at that event on Wednesday, which was a waste of everybody's time in my mind, except for being at the at that venue. So what did Reagan have that Trump doesn't have would be a fascinating conversation to have for those of us who like Reagan and aren't that sold on Trump. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's two very different approaches. And for almost 40 years, Reagan and Reaganism dominated the philosophy and the personality of the Republican Party. And that no longer is the case. Trumpism is extremely different. Reagan was an internationalist who was a communist fighter and a man who stood up against authoritarian regimes. He told Mikhail Gorbachev, "Tear down this wall."
Yeah,
I think a piece
which
of
led to
the Reagan Library.
It led to the
end of the Cold War.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. It ended the Cold War. The relationship with Gorbachev and with the
Russians in general, everybody slept better after that. It was one of those visual things, the end of the Soviet Union. There's just so much there.
But he had a very different manner and posture. One would not think they're the same parties anymore. Reagan was not isolationist. He understood the benefits of partnerships, alliances, and the strengthening of our allies. Trump views our allies as panhandlers. who owe us money. It all depends on your point of view. If you're a Democrat, you may not care for either of them. But the Republican Party under Trump, and he clearly is the driving force of the Republican Party here in the 21st century, is a very different party than the party under the influence of Ronald Reagan.
That's right. You make a brilliant statement, actually, when you say it's not even the same party. Even Republicanism in the word, if you understand the meaning of the word republic, and that's what we are, that's where the term came from. We are not a democracy. We are a republic.
A democratic republic.
Yeah, okay, well, we're going to keep Democratic. So it's Democrats and Republicans in the same phraseology. All right, 28 well, after on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The likelihood of a government shutdown is on the rise. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. The news of California Senator Dianne Feinstein's death hit hard at the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly. And so will Jill and I.
Feinstein served in the Senate for 30 years. The United Auto Workers Union set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain announced today that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing, Michigan, and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will also be walking off the job. John Schaefer, USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. All right, back on the track here at 34 after the hour. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the charts created by the research done at Talkers Magazine. Charts for the week is September the 25th to the 29th, the end of the ninth month. Doesn't seem possible. We're going into October. And as we go into October, the number one story on the countdown this week is a focus on the potential government shutdown. Now, because this program airs all across the weekend, basically in a three-day cycle, and because we don't really know, the shutdown does loom, yes. The feds have notified employees to begin preparing for a shutdown. The impasse continues in Congress. What a ridiculous situation we find ourselves in. This is a real rallying cry for throw the bums out. And there are bums on both sides. These hardcore clowns that are Republicans and Democrats who don't want to give in on anything are wasting millions and millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money. So the disagreements seem to continue, and why these few people have so much power is beyond me. This is a disgrace. All right, so that's my point of view. Michael, you want to take the reins here?
Well, I think that it's going to remain a major topic of conversation whether the shutdown happens or not. So as far as it being applicable, it's not like it's going to be forgotten in a day or two. It's not just the politicians. The politicians have to answer to their constituents. Their constituents are influenced by the media. The media goes for divisiveness, as do some of the major candidates. Mm. So, they are bums. You know how I feel about politicians.
Yep.
But I think that the responsibility for this goes a lot further than just the people in Congress. I think that our whole culture has become frighteningly polarized, and in a way that isn't really necessary. We're so focused on the divisions between us because that's what sells. That's what gets elections, and that's what gets ratings, and that's what gets clicks and eyeballs and eardrums, that I don't know what we do to reverse it, because if we threw the bums out, we would wind up with new bums.
That's so many bums to choose from. How do you decide?
I guess
do,
that's,
do you agree that it's a systemic problem, that it's a deeper problem than just a bad, you know, a bunch of bad apples in Congress?
Right.
These people are playing to their crowd. They're playing to their voters.
We are finding the weakness in humanity, the weakness in the system, the fact that we talk about Amazon and some of the other companies that have been created out of the monopolies that have been allowed by the government. Basically, the government turns the other cheek, the influence of money in elections and how decisions are made, not because good for my constituents, but it's good for my pocketbook and all that stuff. We find the foibles of being human and the foibles of the system, and they kind of are hand in hand here in this circumstance. The fact that Trump can use the money that's given to him in his campaign funds to pay his legal bills is anathema to me. I know that people are giving money to him because they want to support him, and they don't really care for the most part, but I find it to be a real affront to democracy, to what's just and right. It's disgusting. All right, let's talk about the House Oversight Committee. The Biden impeachment inquiry is number 5 this week on the story list, and so they're having their first hearing into the allegations of illicit financial dealings by the president and his son when he was vice president. They found records of not $5 million, but over $50 million being wired, sent, somehow end up in the hands of Hunter Biden, even to the point where the government of some country, I forget who it was, sent the check, the $5 million check, to Joe Biden's house with Hunter Biden care of. I mean, how are the, this is what, and I see all these Democrats lining up behind Joe Biden. He's a wonder, he's a crook. They're all crooks.
They're both crooks, especially with their sons and their families. I mean, what about is him run amok? I mean, what about? Yeah. You know, what about the Trump's kids? What about his son-in-law that wound up with billions of dollars from the Saudis?
Yeah,
I'm not a believer. I don't believe two wrongs make a right. I think that the fact that Biden's a crook and his son's a crook and Trump's a crook and his sons are crooks. This is equal opportunity disgust.
Well, the system allows them. We can go back to talking about the system as it exists and the problems that come as a result of us having this form of government, and we're just playing right into.
I think that's dangerous, though. I think you're on a dangerous slope there when you blame the system. The system is any system is only as good as the people, the spirit.
I think I was coupling the two together. Maybe didn't make it clear, but that's the system is the people, and the people are the system. We've allowed it to go down the street, and we make it worse by continuing to elect the likes of Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and the George Santos and AOC and all these other characters that certainly don't seem to represent what mainstream thought is, no matter where your district is. So,
or what I wonder now in a fractionalized media and a fractionalized culture, what is mainstream thought? Is there such a thing as the mainstream? There was a time when I felt that one of the things that made me fairly successful in the media was I had my finger on the pulse of the public.
Yeah.
Whether it was music, whether it was topics, whatever it was. I don't know anybody has the finger on the pulse of the public anymore because I don't know what the public is. Most people don't know what the number one song in America is. Most people don't know what the big movie at the box office is. Most people don't know what books are selling. Most people don't read a variety of newspapers. It's bubbles. It's become, a multiverse of bubble universes. And I don't know what American culture is anymore if you were to try to define it. Maybe it never was that way. But we're in the final days of what we consider to be, for most of our lifetimes listening to this broadcast, a mass culture. It's becoming fractionalized, regionalized, and disjointed.
Yeah, that's very true. There's a list out this week. As a matter of fact, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday, there was something known not only in our country but around other countries where morning radio programs have become very important. I think in Europe and certainly other countries, it's referred to as breakfast radio, breakfast TV. That's what they call the morning shows in England, for sure. Yeah, breakfast shows. So if we were to look around and try to find the most important, if that's the right word, morning shows, and I'm not saying this to try to lead you into anything with regard to the Good Day program, because that's not what this is about. I'm more interested in some of the local hosts that you have on the Heavy 100 list, the Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You know, you look at the list, and I think number one who comes to mind with me is Howard Stern. Just because of his longevity, the effect he's had on culture. Is that a good way to measure a good morning radio, the impact that the hosts have on the culture of their community?
Well, I guess influence is one of the main factors in determining who's important in radio. Influence, yeah. I think, is as, if not more important than sheer numbers. Morning shows are not necessarily the most influential, even though they may have the most ratings, because people listen in short periods. And morning shows are largely interrupted by utilitarian information, news, weather, traffic, things of that nature. So some of the biggest morning personalities in radio from a standpoint of listenership actually are, you know, placeholders. They could be replaced by somebody else doing that. Stern was a very influential host, still is in the morning on satellite radio. He was very influential when he was on terrestrial radio in the morning. Yeah. But I think that if you look around the country, one name that pops into my mind is Bill Handel in the morning. Yes. Now for decades at KFI in Los Angeles.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. Our own Jennifer Horn, who's on the air against him at KRLA in Los Angeles, was recently voted the most popular radio host, not by a survey that she did, but a survey that was done by one of the local newspapers. I thought that was kind of interesting, frankly.
Nice.
Yeah,
it probably was a political or conservative newspaper.
Could have been.
Otherwise, it may not have happened, which ties back to what I said before, all of these bubble universes. And yep. I hope I didn't commit a no-no by mentioning, you know, the competitor.
No, why would you? I have the greatest. I think KFI is the best talk radio station in the country. I think that the lineup that they have, the people that are on the air, very compelling, interesting, after Handel.
And let me say something else. It is to the credit of Jennifer Horn that she has done so well in the morning in Los Angeles against a titan like Bill Handel.
Like Handel, right, exactly.
There's no disgrace in being number two to him.
Yeah,
so,
not at all.
It's, you know, she's done tremendous, so I don't want anybody to get the idea that that was a slight against Jennifer Horn. But
yeah.
But Bill Handel, it's a phenomenon.
Well, they've got a good lineup of interesting people, Shannon and Gary, and then they've got Ken and John and Ken, and they've got
Ken.
Tim Conway Jr., who is, I think, one of the most interesting radio care, one of the most interesting human beings. I've met him a couple of times and had some interesting conversation with him. He's just an interesting radio. And isn't that what, really, when you get down to brass tacks, we have to pause here for a second, but in reality, radio is about interesting people who have interesting things to say and observe in an interesting way. Isn't that what they're supposed to be here to do?
Yep, that's what it's about. That's the core of it. Interesting people, talking to people who are interested in what they're hearing, and compelling personalities, and people that you feel a sense of companionship by being in their presence, even if it's through the airwaves on the radio.
Yep. All right, we'll pause for a moment here with a reminder about how you can win two free nights in Las Vegas by dialing up 800-419-DOUG. You, as one of the first 10 callers right here, right now, will get a couple of free nights. That's all you have to do is call that number, 800-419-3684.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list, courtesy of the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists posted every week, and then you can listen to the discussion of what's going on in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. At number 10 on the people list, Cassidy Hutchinson. Number 9, John Fetterman. Number 8, all of the presidential candidates on the Republican side.
Number seven, Tanya Chutkin. I never pronounce it correctly. It gets close. Number six, Bob Menendez. Number five, Hunter Biden. Number four, Arthur Engeren. Number three, Donald Trump. Number two, Jumpin' Joe Biden. And number one is Kevin McCarthy. Will we have a government shutdown? That's certainly number one person on the people list connected to the number one story on that, on the story side of things. Okay, that's it. The info from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, that's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us, our number's toll free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website too.
Toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm forever blowing bubbles. Oh, no, I can't do that now. Time now for a list of the charts, the actual list for this last week of September. Doug Steffen here with the story list from Talkers Magazine. You'll find the list every week at Talkers Magazine and at GoodDayShow.com, Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. At number 10, the dress code. Yeah! Let's wear our pajamas to the Senate. Number 9, the Federal Trade Commission going after Amazon. Hunter Biden is in his investigation. Number 8, the charges against Senator Menendez. Number 7, the migrant situation is 6. The impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden is 5. The Trump legal battles, number 4. The strike against the United Auto Workers, number 3. And the presidential race in that debate, number 2. And the looming government shutdown. Number 1 this week on the story list at Talkers. All right, 48 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison with the story on his interview this week, mhinterview.com. The last name of the person being interviewed is the same as yours. Is that a coincidence?
Well, he's my son, so it's all logical. Harrison on Harrison. Sometimes we call ourselves the Flying Harrison Brothers. Mm-hmm. Matthew B. Harrison is an attorney. He's one of the leading experts on media law, copyright law. He's also a visual, music video artist and creator, a producer. He's been doing radio since he's 2.
Yeah, but he's also a great photographer. He's always got a camera.
He's an artist in every way. And he's left and right brain. And we talk about the copyright implications of artificial intelligence, how the legal community is going crazy trying to keep up with all of the problems that AI is causing.
MHinterview.com, Michael Harrison. You can also find it at talkers.com as well. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the countdown at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us. I like to spread out his last name. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here to assess some of the legal comings and goings, the fiascos, number 9 this week on the countdown list, Steve. The Federal Trade Commission against Amazon. Now, those of us who are taxpayers might say, why are we spending our money to go after an outfit like this? Is that the job of the Federal Trade Commission to basically fight against monopolism? Is that a word, by the way? Monopolism?
Well,
you like that word?
If not, it should be. Monopolies, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right,
it's an interesting thing because in my classes I teach about antitrust law. And the first is the trick question, you know, are monopolies illegal? And the answer is monopolies are not illegal. And monopolies that are unfairly competing with their rivals, that's not necessarily illegal, too. What's illegal is when you have a monopoly that is harming consumers. And that's the allegation here, is that it isn't the other companies that are not being able to compete, but that, in fact, Amazon, with its monopolistic practices, is harming consumers. You know, anecdotally, I look at my credit card bill every month, and all I see is Amazon on there.
Right.
But
your fault.
Yeah, well, my wife's a really careful shopper. And if she's going for Amazon, it's because that's where she's found the best price. So it is reasonable. I'm not going to judge it yet. I'm going to say it's reasonable, certainly, for the inquiry. But I'm far from convinced that Amazon is an illegal monopoly at this point.
All right. So, and with that in mind, I would add this comment. The monopolistic thinking of American business or business around the world, the capitalism that we embraced has been abused in most every field. I certainly see in the farming world where four companies control 96% of the growth of food that we eat. Another four companies control most of the major supermarket chains in the country. There are, you can name any number of, even in the law business. Look at all of the consolidation. Morgan & Morgan
There's not one legal. Lawyers are all independent, and they've come under the same roof, if you will. So monopolies have existed. We look at I was going to say Viagra, and I meant Verizon.
That's what came up?
Yeah, right. That's exactly what came up, yeah. So you got Verizon and these other small, the small list of big companies that control all of that. The Internet, you've got Apple. The world's now full of monopolistic outfits. So are you going to go after all of them in fairness?
Well, but, you know, again, it's a matter of showing when the consumer is harmed. And you're right. You know, it's not that kind of a clear line, because the dependency on a few companies dominating industries quite often has not been in the public's interest. The companies will argue that since we don't have to be competing against other companies, we're not making it more difficult for consumers. We're actually able to pour our money back into efficiency. But that one, very
I'll send you a bridge.
I want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we have the continuing focus on Trump and his legal stuff. This week he had his head handed. He seems to take it all in stride, though. It's like, okay, so we're going to, we'll fight you on another court. It just goes on.
You know, it's fascinating that you use that term, because that's what he has been doing constantly, is trying to take things to another court and appealing and appealing. And in the Georgia case, which is a huge one, although frankly, I don't think it's as threatening to him as the New York case, but in the Georgia criminal case, Mark Meadows tried to get it into a federal court where he thought he would have a better chance and a better jury. And everyone assumed, and Trump's lawyers had been saying all along, they were going to do the same thing. Their deadline was today, and they did not appeal it to take it to federal court. And my immediate thought was, what the hell's going on here? That was a very un-Trumpian move.
Right.
But I'll tell you, New York, he could have all of his business licenses dissolved. He could not be able to have any companies there. And this is something people say, why did they bring it civil? The criminal case couldn't do it. He's in real danger in New York.
Yeah. All right. There it is, the overview of a lot of the legal aspects of our story list from Talkers, from Stephen J. Wiseman, who also coincidentally is responsible for a great website called Scamicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.